accountability for government funds is what Prime Minister Hubert Ingram says he requires of those in key positions. And he wants them to begin by right-sizing an already bloated public service.
The reality is we have more people employed than we need. We're not seeking to fire anybody. We're not seeking to fire anybody. But we are seeking to cause them to be deployed, and we are necessary to cause people to be trained. If the PHA and the Ministry of Health did a study and rationalized how many nurses they actually need, they will discover they have far more nurses than we need. And the same thing applies to education and across the board. Now, we're not asking anybody to fire anybody, but we're also saying that it is not possible for the Bahamas to continue on a yearly basis to hire everybody.
With every penny counting even more now, Mr. Ingram says public service bosses must work harder to collect money owed the government.
If we can just simply collect our taxes, the government would then be in a position, when this crisis is over, to cause you to be paid better than you are paid. And at the end of the day, we'd all be paying less money to the government, because if we were able to collect the monies that we are supposed to collect, then some of the taxes that are on the books can either be reduced, reviewed, or removed.
Additionally, Prime Minister Ingram says the practice of creating posts just to promote some must be discontinued. He says people should be promoted based on ability, skills, and attitude toward their work. He also regards the massive cost of overtime paid by the government as outrageous. Also a sign of poor management, the number of vehicles used in the public sector. Senior public officers were told that the government's success is dependent on how they discharge their duties. And he said that should not only be timely, but effective. Carla Palmer, ZNS News.
Well, the Senate